know, sometimes you just know that you're going to have fun. In this room right now, I have this, what should I call it? The Chautauqua Players. Because do you guys have a name?
Chaos is fun.
Chautauqua. Okay, here we go. Let me get you up there. I'm going to start with Finna Pippia, and she's going to do the introductions because I have a feeling she'll be much better at this than I will. Let me bring this down. Hi,
Wait,
Finna.
That's not
Hi.
My name.
Hey, I'm Finna.
Finna, there you
and,
go.
And yeah, I am surrounded by some pretty awesome and really eccentric people. I mean that in the best possible way. Jason Victor Serenas, who's a professional whistler. We have Artis the Spoon Man on my right, and on my very right, Paul Magid. My other right. Flying Karamazov brother. Hello. And founder Hello. Of the new Old Time Chautauqua. Hello.
So glad to have you all here. And I know you have an event coming up.
We do indeed. We have a full weekend of totally amazing, awesome, magical events. Starting tomorrow,
Easy
Saturday.
To say if you just say chaos.
And chaos. That's guaranteed.
Well, you know, chaos is one of my favorite things, and that's one of the things I love about being here in Port Townsend. In fact, I think I just saw you curled up inside a sousaphone last night.
Yes.
Right?
I didn't think of myself as curled up,
well,
but I'll accept
you know.
That.
Well, the sousaphone was curled up around
that
you.
Is that is true. It certainly yeah. was. Yeah, we had a great time. And actually, the Unexpected Brass Band is going to be one of the awesome things that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, at the Cotton Building from 3 to 5. We're going to have some incredible arts and humanities workshops, and I'll talk more about those in a little bit. And then at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a big community potluck. And then starting at 7, the Unexpected Brass Band is teaming up with Brasscadia Brass Band from Bellingham and the Fighting Instruments of Karma Marching Chamber Band / Orchestra. And we are going to do a 2-hour brass band dance party down at the Cotton Building. And all of those events tomorrow are absolutely free.
Wait, how much is that?
They are free!
Oh, well, you just talked to me, and you had me at potluck, but but the whole 3 marching bands, come on.
Pretty
I'm
awesome.
There. Oh, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't happen too much.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, and then to continue the festivities, on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the American Legion Hall, there'll be a big stage vaudeville show, and then second show at 5 o'clock p.m. at the American Legion Hall.
Okay. Who puts all this on? Who does this? This is a lot of work.
We're putting you on, right?
Yeah,
I know you are.
We often ask ourselves that. The new Old Time Chautauqua is a totally volunteer-driven group, and that means that there are literally thousands and thousands of hours that are volunteered by a team of about 70 of us every year. And Paul, do you want to talk a little bit more about how that works?
Yeah, let me just say that Finna and her sister Sophie have been really working incredibly hard on this.
Aww.
And I've been tagging along.
Paul's been integral. He's done a whole bunch, most of it.
And so we, you know, it gets organized because of love, really. And we do it because we love doing this. We're an all-volunteer organization. We've been running since 1981, and we do touring all, you know, during the summer, all over the greater Northwest generally. And this year we're going to Alaska, and that's what the proceeds from this benefit will help our tour in Alaska this year.
You know, I've got to say, though, while you were talking about how much work people you mentioned have done, this guy that was just talking, Paul Magid, is undoubtedly the most the word escapes me, but let's say foolish. No, he's actually done more for our Chautauqua, and of course Chautauqua's been happening for 100 years or so, or more. But Paul here has done more for the new old age Chautauqua than anybody else, period,
and
in the 30 or 40 years that we've been happening.
People from here, of course, know you, Paul. They know about the Flying Karamazov brothers, and actually, many people from very far away when you mention that word, they're like, flying caramel. Mm-hmm. But people streaming right now may not know about. Can you tell me a little bit about the flying? And here's the other question, and this is for anybody that wants to chime in. What is it about Chautauqua and this place? Because this is a lot of folks involved with this wonderful thing. I followed you last year during your tour in Eastern Washington, and I always missed you by like one day, but it was, you know, I'd go up and I'd see this poster and it'd say from Port Townsend, the new old time Chautauqua, and you know, parade and all kinds of madness. And what is it? Okay, the simple question, what is it about Chautauqua in this place?
Well, I mean, this is not the first time Chautauquas have been from Port Townsend. The first Chautauqua started here in 1891. Right, I even have the Articles of Corporation for the Chautauqua Society that started here in Port Townsend. And then they basically went on through 1932 here, and it was the biggest thing that happened all year long. The Depression happened, and people didn't have any money, and they couldn't put on Chautauquas. They were commercial events at that time. And then in 1981, we came up with the idea of making a traveling Chautauqua, which we started that year. And basically, the Flying Karamazov brothers moved up here in 1986, and we were sort of the backbone of the Chautauqua at that point. And so we moved the whole operation up here. And there's all sorts of wonderful, crazy people up here. And, you know, Port Townsend has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say
that. I don't know what that means, but...
He said that about me once, and I still don't know what it is.
Anyway, it's, you know, it's because we're at the end of the line, I think, and we're surrounded by beauty. There's a lot of depth here. Also, you know, this land has been integral to many people for thousands of years, and I just think the Chautauqua has a natural place in the way Port Townsend handles itself.
And from what I know about Chautauqua, there was a heyday of Chautauqua, but what always amazes me is that it's still surviving here in the form. And I've seen you before. It's almost like where you have that lecture component that was part of Chautauqua. This is not just, you know, not just performing. There is that integral piece of passing on information to these rural places, and you guys do that.
That is true, and I want to have Paul talk a little bit about during the workshops tomorrow. We're really tying that element of Chautauqua tradition into our work tomorrow. So not only can you come and take a juggling workshop or a magic workshop, but you can also come and learn about some things that you probably wouldn't be able to learn about maybe anywhere else. Paul, go ahead.
All right. So tomorrow, starting at 3, we're going to have this amazing workshop at the Jefferson County Museum of Art and History. It'll be a first. The Walter McQuillan, who is the hereditary chief of the, a hereditary chief of the Macaw people, is going to be giving a lecture, an oral history of the Macaw people. And it's the first time he's ever done that. It's kind of an amazing thing that he's going to share with everybody from town. And it's really exciting. And it's part of the depth of what a Chautauqua offers. Also, Joanne Murayama is going to be giving a workshop on basically her family's experience through the eyes of her mother in the Japanese internment camps during World War II, right here in the U.S. of A. And I'll also be giving a workshop on the history of Chautauqua. And if you come to my workshop, you'll be seeing articles and photos and things right from Port Townsend that probably most people have no idea about, and how important the history of Chautauqua has been to the actual fabric of this place as a town.
And where will the workshops be held?
Some of them will be held at the Cotton Building and or across the street at the Historical Art and History Museum.
And then there'll be...
Go ahead.
There will be workshops additionally at the William James bookseller.
Oh, what a perfect
and
place for it.
At Magpie Alley. You can show up there to take a ukulele workshop. And those are our three. Where? Oh, and also at the Bizarre Girls Yarn Shop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So basically, you Chautauqua folks are taking over this downtown tomorrow. Let's just put it that way,
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And it's tomorrow and Sunday also.
Indeed. So tomorrow, all of the events are absolutely free. On Sunday, the two ticketed shows are our big stage shows, world-class vaudevillians who will perform. You can see magic and juggling and professional whistling. Artists is going to be there, which is pretty special.
You have my apologies.
Come brave the Legion Hall.
Yeah.
I still have cuffs on my hands.
Yeah, so those shows are at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday.
So we have spoons, we have whistling, we have acrobats, we have jugglers, we have lecturers, we have potlucks, we have brass bands. We have any dancing monkeys? I mean, am I missing something?
That's everything.
We are missing one thing.
Oh, tell me, Paul.
Which is the thing that we're doing at Victoria Place.
Oh, absolutely. So as part of basically what we're doing in town this weekend is what we do when we show up in a town on our tours. Because part of the mission of Chautauqua is similar to the old traveling Chautauquas from the turn of the last century. We really try and bring laughter and entertainment and education to rural communities and also to places where people can't get out and access those kinds of things. People in prisons and in nursing homes, juvenile detention centers. And so this weekend, our group of 50 folks is going to be doing a big show at the Victoria House.
They're going to love that.
On Saturday morning.
Now, I noticed when you were in TWSP last summer, I think, you had a parade. Now, you know, Port Townsend loves a parade. Will there be a parade?
There will be a parade.
Oh, good.
Yes, absolutely. There will be a very roguish parade.
All right.
That happens. I think the parade is happening like right after the community show, before the workshops, and then it will end with the workshops happening right after the parade. So that'll be awesome. And if you're downtown, we also travel with a full marching and stage band. So we'll be celebrating the kickoff of the weekend with a great little parade before the workshops start. Yeah.
You guys are my heroes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do know that Jason here is a whistler. And is he going to be at the stage show?
Yes. Jason will be in the stage show. We're very, very lucky.
You want to give us a taste of that, Jason?
I could. I'm not going to do what I'm going to do. Actually, I will tell you that in 1965, when I was a mere 20 years old, so you do the math, it's too high numbers for me to be able to calculate.
I have a calculator.
I heard Leontine Price on her first Art of the Prima Donna album sing Cari Selve from Handel's Atalanta. And since 1965, I have fantasized doing this piece. And I said to myself, you know, you're going to be 74 years old. You hardly ever whistle. You have asthma. You know, if you don't do it now, you will die thinking, if only I had whistled Cari Selve. So Mark Schechter, who's a jazz pianist in town and also tuned pianos for a dozen years at Skywalker Ranch and before that at UC Berkeley, is going to accompany me with a little harpsichord stops on his electric piano, and I am finally going to do Cari Selve. So, I mean, I can die feeling fulfilled. And hopefully,
that is the mission of Chautauqua.
Everyone should die feeling fulfilled.
But we should skip that. We should skip that last part for a while, though.
Does this sound like I could be an only Jewish child? If only I could.
Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah,
really. But, world premiere. And I don't remember the name, but world premiere during this event. Of?
of Jason Victor Serinus whistling Care Selve from Handel's Atalanta.
See, I had to write that down. Yeah, don't miss
right,
that one.
Right. For you to say, yeah.
Well, yeah, and incidentally, what I do the rest of my time is I'm a classical music critic, and I review high-end audio. So while all of you were experiencing Snowmageddon in Port Townsend in the Pacific Northwest, I was suffering through the sun in Tampa, Florida, and going room to room in an audio show. So,
thoughts and prayers, man.
Yeah. Really. I mean, to read about it from the distance, it sounded like you would all never emerge from the snow again.
Not so bad when you're in it, though.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, good, Jason. Do you want to give it a go?
Okay, I'm not warmed up. Let's hope some sound comes out.
You want those headphones?
Yes, thank you.
That might help,
so I can hear my accompaniment.
Okay.
So, whoops. Let me just change the mic here. Academy Award-winning song, 1936. Music by Jerome Kern. Lyrics by Dorothy Fields. This microphone won't cooperate, so I'll do it this way. This will hopefully be the way you look tonight.
Okay, so lots of, again, Murphy's Law in this. I'm just going to start it up, and you're going to take it from there.
Yes.
Here we go.
Pray.
Here we go. You know, Jason, someday there's going to be a collection of hits from Toss Salad or KPTZ Studios in general, and that's going to be on there.
Well, thank
that
you.
Was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
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 Artists.
What is?
God, I had queued up a cover of Spoon Man.
You mean by Soundgarden?
Yes. And it was just something I just kind of ran across the other day, and I thought, really? And, yeah, I mean, I wasn't familiar with it, but now I am. But welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. Did you bring spoons with you?
No.
No.
Actually, I have suffered from I don't have a very good memory.
Uh-huh.
And I put an alarm on my phone for like 2 o'clock to remind me, and it went off, and I forgot what it was all about. And I just turned it off and thought, oh, I must have already done whatever that was. And I didn't read the, what do you call that? I think it's called the label or the reason. So I forgot. And Paul called me.
Man. Come on.
Yeah, well, I can make sound. I can't really play. But yeah, there's a pair of knives here. Whoops. Let's see here. A knife and a fork. But that's my left hand, and I've never really played. That's being played like they do bones. You know, you play bones a different way than you do spoons. And I've never really gotten into playing bones much, so I'm stumbling around here. I didn't bring my spoons because, like I said, I had to get here quick on my bike. And I got here just, I walked in the door just as everybody was walking into the studio, so I was on time. There you go, huh?
Oh, there you go. Now we're getting it. Now I'm feeling
even
it.
Even more. Oh. I'm feeling Here's it. The best part. Yeah.
All right, the grand finale.
That's you know, for all you three-year-olds in the audience.
You know, artists, that whole thing about setting off the alarm clock and going back to sleep has worked for me my entire life. And, you know, so we're just glad you made it here.
Oh, I wouldn't. Yeah. So thank you. I'm glad I'm here too. Pardon me.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say something, though. We don't know each other that well. I mean, we go back years and years and years, but I can't remember your name. What is it?
Fina.
Yeah, Fina. About Chautauqua is that Fina here, who has a dynamic role in our Chautauqua these days. I don't know the job title, but that doesn't matter. They vary. She wasn't even born when we started our Chautauqua. And the reason I bring that up is because those of you who are inclined to come to Chautauqua this weekend, I think you'll be, some of you, if only one of you, are going to be thrilled, like the classic thing about the running away with the circus stuff, because you know, that was true too. You go to a circus, you see somebody train an elephant, and you wonder, wow, I think I'd like to do that. Next thing you know, 20 years later, you're doing it. And so Fina is in fact represents that. So I encourage you, listener out there, that one of you who does come to the show and any part of the Chautauqua presentation, that if you feel that little tweak in your thoughts, be encouraged. You know, Fina is evidence of just managing at one point in her life to allow her energy to just fall into this, and it's worth doing, really worth doing.
You know, I want to say something, which is that there's history here. So back in the 70s in the Bay Area, when the Flying Karamazovs were performing and Artis was performing, I was also performing, and we were all, like, dancing around each other.
That's who I thought you
were.
Yeah,
that's me. Yes. Yeah. So we were all dancing around each other at Fisherman's Wharf and the Cannery and Pier 39, yeah. All of this stuff. And then we all went our separate ways. But it was absolutely amazing to come back here. I had heard that the Flying Karamazov brothers had, you know, had lived in Port Townsend. And also Tim First, who was one of the original members, contacted me before my husband and I moved up here, and I performed in the Moisture Festival in Seattle. So it's this really wonderful kind of homecoming for the three of us.
Yeah.
Well, it's a convergence. I mean, I can't wait, because this is a big event.
It is a big event.
This is a lot of people, a lot of moving parts, and a lot of fun. Along with what we talked about, the other piece that I love about Chautauqua is that informational piece that is just in the bones of that movement early that you still keep alive. And you did such, I have to say, I did see you at the palindrome. I think it was the Standing Rock. Mm. And I always go back to your talk. It was very inspirational in a way. So anyway,
well, thank you.
Separate aside. So take my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something you want to miss. You need to come out. You need to have fun.
More than once.
And I want to, because people, you know, as I always say, you're listening to Toss Salad as you're driving to the QFC to, you know, get a bone for your dog or something. And so you have to always repeat this is two free workshops, Saturday, February 16th at the Jefferson County Art and History Museum. We have an oral history of the Macaw people given by Macaw tribal member Walter McQuillan at 3 p.m., and the history of Chautauqua given by the New Old Times Chautauqua co-founder, Paul
Magid.
Magid. You're used to that. I'm quacking with Sam, I'm used to it, too. That's at 4 p.m. So, yeah, that's, and, okay, Saturday, tomorrow, 3 to 5 workshops, 5 p.m. potluck, and my favorite part, the 6 to 9 mega brass band and dance. All Saturday events at the Cotton Building, absolutely free. And Sunday, February 17th at 2 and 5, the big show at the American Legion Hall.
Indeed.
Tickets, the brown paper tickets.
Absolutely. And at the door. I think there are maybe a few left at the door. So
the co-op, too.
I just picked them up.
Oh.
Can't get them out of the co-op anymore. They're going so fast.
And I think when you go to brown paper tickets, you need to look over. When I went there, it was under Port Townsend, but it wasn't under Port Townsend, Washington. So just be creative, you know, and one from column A, one from column B, and you'll be able to eventually find the new old Chautauqua variety show or however
they've listed
it. Totally.
If you go onto brown paper tickets and you search in their search bar for Chautauqua, Chautauqua, the new old time Chautauqua in Port Townsend will be the first event that comes up.
You rest assured.
Indeed. So you can find them there. Yeah. And yeah, come by the Cotton Building at 3 tomorrow and just party with us for the day, because there are over 12 free workshops tomorrow. So there's a lot to do. Bring your kids. Every one of these events is kid friendly. You know, it's a really, I grew up doing Chautauqua as a kid. My sister as well. My dad brought us along. So, you know, it's a family gig. So bring your family.
I think it's perfect timing, because there's been a certain amount of cabin fever out there. I've noticed, you know, the streets being pretty empty, the restaurants being pretty empty. That's over, man. It's time to get out there, and tomorrow's the time to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Anything else? Anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's everything. You guys have anything to add? Anybody want to throw anything into the mix?
I just want to say that the spirit, I mean, the audience and the energy that the audience brings to it is so uplifting, and the kids, and there are lots of young people, and it was extraordinary to me. Oh my God, have this many young people ever been together in one space in Port Townsend? Are there really this many young people in Port Townsend?
They will be there this weekend.
I really loved being in front of that audience. I mean, you know, I had this little bit of feeling. Are they applauding me because they like what I'm doing, or are they applauding because I dare stand up there at this age and even try to whistle? And I couldn't totally figure that out. But, you know, all performers have to have insecurities. So here, come feed my insecurity by liking me, and then me trying to figure out, do you really like me?
Put it out there. You get that expectation.
I'd like to say that it's not any elite. It's unusual, but it's not an elite group. And so if you've got something to say or a talent that you'd like to display, don't hesitate to bring that up to anyone you feel has a, for lack of a better term, there are better ones, I can't think of one, authority. If you just approach somebody and tell them, well, I have this to add or offer, I am certain you'll be welcome to do so.
Yeah, I want to add to that. This is actually what artists said is kind of the perfect opportunity. I have people in Port Townsend come up to me and say, how do I get involved with Chautauqua? Like, is there a place that I can apply? And Chautauqua really is about people, and it's about people who really love each other making a lot of effort to get together. I mean, 65 of what feels like my family members are coming into town this weekend for the event to perform and teach. And, you know, these are people that I grew up with. And the way that you get involved is to really show up and bring your skills and your talents and your interest in what's going on. So if you've been wanting to get involved with Chautauqua and you're curious about how, come tomorrow at 3 o'clock to the Cotton Building and
do that
and party with us. Yeah,
I can vouch for the some of the people, like we have a bit of a crossover here. We have Chris Bricker. We have Kurt Munich. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of crossover with this community radio station that I think just keeps it nice and unusual.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. So maybe that should be your motto, nice and unusual. you can think of a better one. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
See you there.
Yay. Jason Sudeikis, artist, the Spoon Man, Paul McGeed.
Fina Pippia, Jason Victor Serena. Yeah, thank you, Tim.
All right.